Section 3. You will hear two students talking about an assignment. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 23.
So how are you doing with your assignment for marketing?
Yeah, not too badly. Almost finished. It's actually been really interesting. I've learnt a lot.
What research topic did you choose?
Dealing with customers and how personalities and behaviour of customers and customer service representatives affects a company's ability to meet their clients' needs. It's a report and needs to be a minimum of 3,000 words.
Oh yeah. So how much have you finished now? I've written about 2/3 of mine. Did I tell you my topic? It's about product placement. You know, how stores might be designed to encourage people to spend more. Interesting too.
Yeah, I've done about the same. 1/3 to go.
Yeah, me too. We're a few days away from the deadline yet, so I think I can do a pretty good job. So where did you find your research materials?
There was quite a bit available in the university library, actually. But I also found most of my research journals through the online library. It's a brilliant source of information. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 24 to 30.
I've been looking into the common classification of behaviour, into the four main behavioural types.
Ah yes, I remember that from our lectures. It's passive, aggressive, assertive. Oh, and what's the other one? I can't think now of the fourth one.
Well, passive-aggressive, like the name suggests, it's kind of a mix of the two behaviours, passive and then aggressive.
How does that work then?
Well, do you remember that we learnt that probably of all the behaviours, the most productive way to be is assertive? This means that you don't let people just do what they want if it has a negative effect, but that you're able to put across your point of view effectively, calmly, and consider other people too.
Yes, that's right. And if I remember correctly, we talked about how sometimes people confuse aggression with assertiveness.
Yeah. So while an aggressive person might not just let other people do what they like, they might talk angrily, be too bossy, and be inconsiderate of other people's feelings.
Right. So how does that translate into passive-aggressive behaviour then? A passive person is quite the opposite of that, aren't they? I mean, they wouldn't react or get angry or maybe say anything at all about a situation they're not happy with.
That's true. While a passive-aggressive personality might not say anything directly to others and would want to avoid confrontation, probably, but behind the scenes or indirectly, they might say angry things or act aggressively. Talking behind someone's back is an example of a passive-aggressive trait. Talking behind someone's back is an example of a passive-aggressive trait.
Right, and so you're looking at all of this in the context of customer service. I have to say that if a customer acted aggressively towards me, I would find it hard not to be the same with them.
Yeah, but the outcome wouldn't be very positive. There's a lot of skills that customer service representatives can use if someone is behaving angrily. A really good one I was reading about was to keep using the person's name. You know, calmly and politely, the theory being that it's more difficult for a person to treat another person rudely if the conversation is more personalised.
Psychology is interesting, isn't it? I remember our lecturer saying that often, if a customer feels that they are being listened to and respected, that they are more likely to feel that they've had a good experience with a company. even if they didn't actually get the product that they wanted. Being given something by someone who has poor customer service skills can be more irritating than being told politely that you'll have to come back the next day.
Giving clients choices is a useful approach too. You know, if you have a complaint about a faulty product, and then there are none in stock, you might ask if they would like a refund or would prefer to wait for a replacement. Giving people choices gives them a feeling of worth and control and reduces the likelihood of them becoming irritable with the wait for the replacement.
True, very true. Well, I'm going to the library to work on my assignment this afternoon. Why don't you come with me?
Okay, let's go now. And I'm really looking forward to relaxing at the party on Saturday once we've handed everything in.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.